Okay. Now, will you tell us again about this so it can be recorded? And tell us your name first.
This is Mickey Wilson, and I am the wife of J.T. Wilson. J.T. is the nephew of Nadine and Cecil Adams, who are now deceased.
Okay, and tell us about this item. What you just said.
The Adams couple, Cecil and Nadine, live close to us, or we live close, and we visited with them. And after he died, she went to live with her son, wherever he was practicing medicine. He was a doctor. After he died, she came back to the home, which is the Nadine Adam house on the corner there on Streak Hill Road. And she had no interest in life after having lost her husband and her son. She decided to remodel the old home place. And nieces were helping her decide what to keep and what to discard. This document that I have was in a pile of things out in the yard that was just being discarded. And I just looked at that and saw the age of that, saw the historical significance of that, and I asked her for it. She had, her life just seemed to have been over with the loss of her son and husband. And this was just being thrown away, along with so many. That house was over 100 years old. She had been married to her husband. Their son was in his 60s, mm-hmm. Had died. Mm-hmm. And so, like, her son had stacks of books, things that I, we all, and Nadine has many kinfolk, cousins, nieces, and they were helping her with the remodelers had to know what to keep and what to store. Well, the whole family did. And I got this piece of paper. I also, with that, got the document that her husband, Al Adams, was sheriff. I have these framed at my home. The sheriff was the Towns County Sheriff, and it was, I think, 1912, and then with the governor's signature and seal, it's a document. And then he was reelected, and then the next, I have the other one 4 years later, and I framed those, and I just value them so much that I saw the significance of that. But oh my, that there was an attic in that house. I've never been up there, but Lamar, the son's childhood toys, you need to ask some of your family about things that they might have, because they helped her empty the house. And I remember clothes, the daughter's clothing of Lamar Adams just had Lamar's father had sisters who grew up in that house, and some of their clothing was in that pile. Not maybe this one, but it was being discarded. And I took some of those, and at the Hiawassee Fair, the Georgia Mountain Fair, was child's dresses and bonnets, and I donated them to the old school. These to me were just so priceless for historical reasons.
Yes.
So that's, I have the sheriff certificates too. But to me, this is when we ride over the turnpike, and still some GPS refers to that road as Unicoi Turnpike.
Yes, ma'am.
There might be an organization here in Towns County about turnpike something.
I'm not aware.
I'm not being able to tell you specifically, but this is in our home. This I remember. Nadine and Lamar, we went to his graduation at Bowman Gray when he graduated from medical school, and many memories are with these pictures.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's I've never seen anything like that, so that's very unique. Very unique. What else do you have to share with us, Mickey?
Oh, I'm not sure this is worthy of Marcy.
It absolutely is.
We'll look at everything you brought. Okay, now we're recording again.
If you could state your name again, please.
My name is Mickey Wilson.
And then tell us about the item, please.
Tell us about this.
About this item I'm talking about at a yard sale many years ago. Well, many, meaning probably 20 years ago. It was something I had never seen before, and as yard sellers, you are intrigued by whatever. So these are hair rolling helpers, I guess you could say. That's what I think they are. In fact, I might have been told that by, I bought these up in Kentucky. Maybe the person selling those told me what they were. But that is what I guess the women rolled their hair on, you know, back in the 1900s. And the metal... That's very unique to me. And then they were smart enough to put leather on the... Probably it's leather, it looks like it, to reduce the friction or whatever. I can't really tell you what they are. I've never seen any like this. So, I really don't have any more to say than that I bought them at a yard sale in Kentucky. I've never seen any like them before. And my final statement would be beauty shop assistant things are much improved.
I would like to get the back side of it, but I don't know how to do that the best way.
The back side of the...
Because it has some writing on it that might be interesting. So I don't want to flip it over, so...
It's a straight pin box. It does. The box has not to do with this.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. What else do you have for us?
That's all
you brought? Do you have any stories?
Not that I want to tell.
Not that you want to tell.
I love to talk. I would take up much too time. I love to see old things like that, those rollers. Why did I buy those things and keep them for 20 years? But the pictures, the documents.
Mm-hmm.
And I have on my mother's side some documents. I have a certificate where it's a Civil War. My great great grandfather was a Civil War soldier, I guess. And when he became near death, he signed his Civil War pension over to his son. And I have that sheet of paper. That has the Civil War fella and his son's signatures.
Very
interesting. Now that came from my side of the family. This
mm-hmm.
is the Wilsons.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. So I don't know what is appropriate or what. I don't know what is worthy of documentation.
Well,
so,
that definitely would
yes.
have been worthy of documentation.
Yes. It
if
is
you
framed,
would like.
It's framed just like the one you have.
If you would like to get it and bring it back,
that'd be amazing.
And state your name again.
May I hold this
up? Mm-hmm.
This is Mickey Wilson speaking, and I am looking at a picture that includes my husband, J.T. Wilson. He's the one with a straw hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a group of cousins and future husbands. And in this group, we start at the bottom. The dark-haired fellow to the left is Donald Malden.
Oh, this is Donald.
Excuse me.
That's Wayne.
If I'm going at the bottom from left to right with the dark-haired fellow is the boyfriend of Nellie Malden. And then the next girl is Norma Lee, and she's the girlfriend of Donald Malden.
Mm-hmm.
And so those couples got married and have children, and I know all of them. And this picture is so special because beginning on the middle right-hand side is my husband, J.D. Wilson, who seems very strange to me, wearing a straw hat. And beside him is Tommy, a cousin of all these. And then
Betty.
Betty is girlfriend of the fellow standing behind her.
James Wilson.
Who is James Wilson, another Wilson cousin. And then on the far right, above JT's straw hat, is Gerald Malden. And he had a nickname. Everyone calls him Pete Malden. And he has a hat on. And this is a group back in the 58, about 1958 or maybe a little before. And this just tells me how close that group were, and especially how close my husband, J.T. Wilson, was with that group. I didn't know him at that time, but this is 1924, and he and I have been married for 62 years. So this will always be special, this group of people. And as I look at this picture, JT is still alive, and maybe he's the only one still in that picture living, except
Tawny is still alive, and Nellie Malden is still alive.
Nellie Malden. Three of this picture are still living. And, well, maybe I shouldn't tell my husband's age.
Go ahead. But,
he doesn't wear a straw hat anymore. But he still has that beautiful white hair that the women all tell him how beautiful. And he doesn't look his age, even though he's 93. So, that's what this picture means to me.